This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM. Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Grade 12 results record highest pass rate at 70.26%. Government to commence cholera vaccination in Lusaka hotspots this week. In global news, Nigeria police deny reports of mass church abductions in the north. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The 2025 grade 12 examination pass rate has reached an unprecedented 70%, with 70.26% of candidates obtaining school certificates, up from 68.19% recorded in 2024. Announcing the results at a briefing in Lusaka this morning, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima revealed that of the 194,069 candidates who sat for the examination, 136,357 obtained school certificates, representing an increase of 2.07% percentage points, emphasizing that the recorded improvement is as a result of the sound policies and interventions government is putting in place. Mr. Siakalima cited the continued recruitment of teachers, enhanced monitoring of teachers at school, procurement and distribution of desks and education materials, the consistent payment of school grants, and the enhanced school feeding program as examples of what has caused an improvement in the performance. He noted that candidates shall access the results through the SMS results notification system starting today, and the e-results slips from the Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, portal, effective Monday, 26 January 2026.
I wish to put it on record that this year's pass rate is unprecedented, as it is the first time ever that Zambia has crossed the 70% mark for school certificate pass rate. Despite the increased number of learners in the classrooms due to free education, the learning outcomes have shown consistent improvement in school certificate pass rates over the past 5 years, from 63.93% in 2020 to 70.26% now in 2025.
Meanwhile, ECZ Executive Director Dr. Michael Chilala says the Council's incorporating of a new candidate registration system will allow for the Grade 12 results to be processed faster, therefore being announced earlier, and emphasized that the General Certificate of Education, GCE examination, will continue despite the introduction of a new curriculum.
The interesting thing, Honourable Minister, is that we took 7 to 8 days to process these results, but that new system, processing parallel, processed those results within 48 hours. What that means is that going forward, we expect to process results even more efficiently, and therefore even the time for waiting for results is expected to be reduced.
Government will this week begin administering the cholera vaccine in hotspot areas of Lusaka, including Tendere, with support from the World Bank. Speaking to journalists in Lusaka this morning, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, said the exercise aims to prevent the spread of cholera and reduce the number of cases, especially as the country continues to experience increased flooding. Dr. Lishimpi disclosed that one cholera case has been recorded in the Sakas Chainda compound, bringing the total number of cases in the province to 13. He further revealed that Northern Province recorded two cholera cases on Saturday, but all the affected patients have since been treated and discharged.
The country in the last 24 hours has been quiet. We've only reported one case of cholera in the last 24 hours here in Lusaka, and it was reported from Chainda. Currently in admission, there are 13 cases admitted in Lusaka. 6 are in Tendere, 1 is Chainda, 3 is Charleston, 2 Kalingalinga, 2 Chipata. We discharged 24 patients. All the provinces have continued to report 0 new cases in the past 24 to 48 hours. And for Lusaka, we are starting our vaccinations this week.
At the same event, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mchima called for increased collaboration with other stakeholders beyond the Chinese government to enable the country to locally produce cholera vaccines. Later, the minister unveiled the Mental Health Board, which will be chaired by Sylvester Katontola, and has challenged the board to consider establishing rehabilitation centers across the country.
I accept the task for me and my team, knowing Zambia as a country is mentally depressed. Issues of divorce, one of them, poverty, one of them. The same have ignored this important area. Causes and how we should deal with it. Government has realized that it's very important to deal with this aspect of mental health. The common challenge to our population, among young men, women, men. Causes are many, medically. Frustration is one of those.
Meanwhile, Mental Health Board Chairperson Sylvester Katontola has pledged to help bridge the gap that exists in the mental health sector as one in... I beg your pardon, I'll read that again. Meanwhile, Mental Health Board Chairperson Sylvester Katontola has pledged to help bridge the gap that exists in the mental health sector in Zambia as one is suffering from mental health.
I accept the task for me and my team, knowing Zambia as a country is mentally depressed. Issues of divorce, one of them, poverty, one of them, substance abuse, one of them. I want to go to PSA. If he doesn't remember, I remember, whispering to me that in every 4 people, 1 have a mental illness.
The United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, has today handed over office and ICT equipment to the Office of the Vice President, aimed at strengthening service delivery in resettlement schemes across Zambia. The equipment includes computers, printers, scanners, projectors, internet kits and office furniture, all valued at $1.32 million, and will be distributed to resettlement offices in all 10 provinces. Receiving the equipment this morning, Vice President Mutharina Lumango says the support comes at a critical time as government works to enhance efficiency, transparency and accountability in public service delivery. She says the equipment will improve operations within the resettlement division and help reduce delays in land allocation through improved record management and coordination. Vice President Nalumango explains that the support is part of the development of basic infrastructure projects funded by the government of Japan through JICA and implemented with support from UNDP and the World Food Programme. She notes that the project targets refugees in host communities and is expected to benefit more than 30,000 settlers through improved infrastructure, livelihoods and institutional capacity.
Let me say that in addition to this, other equipment such as tables, cabinets and office chairs were also handed over by World Food Programme through the Valued Support Programme. Therefore, this support comes at a critical time when the government is strengthening institutional capacity to ensure that public services are efficient, responsive, transparent, and citizen-centered. In wanting to strengthen service delivery, through the use of information and communication technology, ICT. The equipment being handed over today directly supports the division service charter.
At the same